Walking in the rain and the storm when there's nowhere to go, when you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in lies. You think you're gonna break up and she says she wants to make up. Ooh, you made me love you. The compromise of the things we do for love. The
things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Thank you. They're Back to California comeback album, let's call it that. I don't know. It's a 2020, the power pop icons that they were. It's their first, actually, it's their sixth album, but it's their first one since 1998. The name of the track was Laurel Canyon. Speaking of Laurel Canyon, got a request for a Laurel Canyon artist. That's going to be coming up at some point. I'll tell you the other songs before I get into any of the other jibber-jabbering that I do. Before the 2020, how about Gregson and Collister? That is Clive Gregson along with Christine Collister. Album they put out called Love is a Strange Hotel back in 1990. Doing their cover of The Things We Do for Love. The Supernaturals in there from 1997. Gave us Trees. Let's play some Pulp. And that set of music with The Trees from We Love Life. 2001 when that came out, that was by request. Gets us to where we are, which is, a little past the hour. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm playing a bunch of songs. Now, it's not exclusively songs about trees, but it's Arbor Day. So I figured let's find some tree songs to play throughout the evening. So I'm doing that. Nope. Guess what? You know what song did not make the list? That one Rush song that's got trees in the title? Nope. Just telling you, don't call in and request it. It's not going to happen. But if you do have a request, you can call me up at 412-268-WRCT. That is 412-268-9728. Or just drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. I do have a couple emailed requests I need to be getting to at some point in the evening, as well as a couple phone call requests. Thought works. You know, back in the 90s, there was a whole Britpop thing going on. It's not like it went away. It was just kind of highlighted in the 90s. And would you believe it was 31 years ago on this very day, speaking of Britpop, that Blur released the Park Life album 31 years ago on this day, April 25th, 1994. How about some Blur? Just the title track from Park Life here on the Viva La Mock radio show.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as a morning suit. Can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as John Scott Brewer's crew. He gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of it. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. Except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. feed the pigeons. I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it.
could keep it all in. Whatever bothered her, I had no idea. Or how big of a deal, or her legs to conceal just how bad. We'd go to parties and we'd laugh with our friends. We'd have some drinks and that would help her pretend. It all was going great, no problem at all. She's the belle of the ball, and she does have it all, have it all.
As we biked around Spain, were we romantic or just out for good times? Two of a kind. Now I can see I was blind.
listen to the snap, the crackle, and the pop of the vinyl. That's the original vinyl from the Age of Plastic. The Buggles and Clean Clean wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Sparks before that. Sparks have a brand new album coming out. I think it's called Mad. Comes out at the end of May. I think May 23rd is the actual release date, I think. From that album, Drowned in a Sea of Tears. Here's a fun story. Before that, I played the Solipsistics. They tease me because they like me. Now, the Solipsistics, that album was actually... album was called Jesus of the Apes. That album was actually produced by Earl Mankey, who is a early original member of Sparks back in the 70s. And they always remind me, the Solipsistics remind me of the Buggles. See? See all these connections that are made without you knowing it. Josh Freese before the Solipsistics from his notorious one-man orgy solo release that came out 25 years ago. Now, Josh, if you weren't familiar with, he is actually the drummer now in the Foo Fighters. He got that permanent gig. He's a session man by trade. And anyway, so the song was Why Won't Left Eye Get With Me? Yeah, it was on this day that Lisa Left Eye Lopez died in a fatal car accident back in 2002. Blur started off the entire set because it was on this day in 1994 that Park Life was released. So I played you the title track, Park Life, to get us to where we are now. 20-some minutes past the hour. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. If you like the pop stuff, we've got the perfect pop show for you. It's so perfect, it's only an hour long because you don't want too much pop. Not even soda pop, sugar pops. You don't want too much of that, but guess what? You can have all of it for dinner on Saturday evenings with breakfast for dinner. Yeah, DJ Chris Wired, he serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies, and he's got power pop and punk and jangle pop and probably soda pop. I'm not sure, but he's got all that good stuff. It's a fantastic show. I enjoy listening to it. So I want to tell you about it. It is Saturday nights from 6 to 7 here on 88.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WRCT.org. Now, you heard me telling you that I'm playing a lot of songs with tree in the title just because it is Arbor Day. So that has inspired part of the playlist, part of the set list. I also draw from other inspirations. Like the fact that today is a National Telephone Day. So why not play a telephone song?
That's what I Telephone line, give me
That set of music on National Telephone Day. Librarians with Hickeys, band out of Akron, Ohio, with their song Hello Operator, off the album How to Make Friends by Telephone. See how that worked? Before the Librarians with Hickeys, Vomit Launch did their cover of The Bat's Block of Wood. Also played some Belly in there. Went back to the Star album for Feed the Tree. Yes, a tree song, being that it's Arbor Day. Babblers in there from a recent reissue of their, like, the first time album. Originally came out in 1998. Holding Me Tight Tonight, the track you heard. And start off everything, speaking of National Telephone Day, Jeffrey Foskett was the artist doing the ELO, version of ELO's, I should say, telephone line. Yeah, that's how it works. Doesn't always work so well, but that's how it works. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in, checking out what's going on. Here we're playing some songs with trees in the title. We're playing some songs about telephones. We're playing some songs that we like. We're playing a couple songs that maybe we don't like. Well, maybe not that. I'm not sure. My rock and attorney reached out to request a song, but I'm not sure exactly what song he wanted. Because he referenced, I think, a different band to the band he's had a long day. He said he's in the car, and he's driving to Nowheresville is where he's driving. I'm not sure the zip code of Nowheresville, but he said as long as he has an internet connection, he is listening to Viva La Mock. So he did say he wanted to hear Sparkle Jets UK. So I'll play some Sparkle Jets UK, and then we'll figure out if we're playing the song he wants to hear.
I know it sounds corny, but there's something about you.
Something about mistakes, but we will be with her when we hit the top. Now, falling over us, but I'll stop. There it passes, cause I'm in love, in love with the girl on the Manchester Virgin Megastar checkout desk. I'm in love, in love with the girl on the Manchester Virgin Megastar checkout desk. Labels as EMI, CBS, A&M, RCA, NASA, States like Creole, Rock, and Decker, Christian, Richards, Apple, RSO, Island 2, Stitcher, Logo, Factory, Zoom, who all turn me down, and not forgetting them. Velcro, Q-Man, Rewrite, Monogram, Re-Regions, Wannabanning, Carousel, Transatlantic, Crystalis, Oyago, Warner Brothers, Medico, but does it bother me? No, cause I'm in love with the girl. In love with the girl on the Manchester Virgin Megastar checkout desk. I'm in love, he's in love with the girl on the Manchester Virgin Megastar checkout desk. I'm in love, he's in love with the girl on the Manchester Virgin Megastar checkout desk. I'm in love, he's in love with the girl on the Manchester Virgin Megastar checkout desk.
Welcome. Please begin scanning.
In the summer of my youth, I met a Capricorn. She was a bad girl at the supermarket. And I was the produce boy. We'd meet among the vegetables and dance among the fruit. It was unbridled joy when I was the produce boy. And she, the fair bad girl who bagged my heart with love. As you can imagine, the management wasn't too keen. There were groceries to be bagged and peaches to be purged for stray nectarines. But our hearts were in the artichokes. The kiwis held our dreams. My boss's name, it was Roy. When I was the produce boy. And she, the fair bad girl who bagged my heart with love. What was that, ma'am? Yes, small bags for light items. No, sir. The jicama has not been very good these days. Excuse me, little boys. Please don't play catch with the melons. Oh, my love, how I long to take your hand and walk you down aisle 17, where I could kiss you, and I could hold you, and I could show you it's not a dream. Sometimes wonder what happened to the girl. Did she become a checker at the supermarket? Or did she set her sights on something more? Still I can remember her pastel latex gloves. She was never so coy when I was the produce boy. And she, the fair bad girl who bagged my heart with love. She did, you know. I miss you, Mildred. Say hi to your folks.
How old you see your sister was?
Sister was. trouble, she's so fine. So fine. How old is she? Your sister wants. Sister wants. Sister wants. How old you say your sister wants? Sister wants. Sister wants. You know you better keep an eye on her. Eye on her. Eye on her. Wow! Do the rolly run, day, do the run, run. She hangs out. Oh, she hangs out. She hangs out. La, 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 la. She hangs out. She hangs out. La, 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 she hangs out.
From Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited, the Monkees wrapping up that set of music with She Hangs Out. Song that was co-written by Jerry Lieber. Lieber Stoller, have you seen the writing credits? He had a couple hits in his career, like Jailhouse Rock and Hound Dog and a bunch of songs for the Coasters. And, well, if he were alive today, he would be 92 years old. Because today is the anniversary of his birth. So I wanted to play a little song that he wrote. Some Monkees in there. Before that, Splang from the She... Oh, I'm sorry, Thank You Valued Customers, the album it came from. That was the song my rockin' attorney wanted to hear, I believe. And I knew that, but I wanted to tease him going into it. She, the Fair Bag Girl, was the name of the track. Before that, speaking of bag girls, Freshies gave us I'm in Love with the Girl on the Manchester Virgin Megastore checkout desk. Start off the entire set with some Sparkle Jets UK from the Box of Letters albums with You Complete Me, which you do. You complete me. You complete me. Because if I did the radio show and absolutely no one listened, then, you know, I could just be doing this at home. But since you listen... You complete me. Hey, I want to remind you that, you know, you need to be checking your credit. And you can do it for free under federal law once every 12 months. If you go to annualcreditreport.com or even call 877-322-8228, you can find out more information. Because your credit report, it's important. You know that. It says, whether you're going to get a loan, how much you're going to pay. In some cases, whether or not you even get a job. So annualcreditreport.com. This reminder from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency. Also, don't forget that SPAC Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. SPAC Brothers, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood. They offer pizza and hoagies and wings and salads, but they also specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They even have a gluten-free crust if that's what you need. SPAC Brothers, they don't use refined sugars in the sauce. They don't use, or they do use unbleached flour in the dough. It's none of that bleach stuff, so they don't use bleach flour is what I should say. The difference is in the taste. SPAC Brothers offers takeout and delivery, but for more information... You need to check out their website, SPACBrothers.com. That is SPAKBrothers.com. You know what? While I'm telling you this, you know, if you're interested in underwriting here on WRCT, email PR@WRCT.org for more information about some promotional exchanges, maybe some other partnership opportunities. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. This is Viva La Mock. For those listening on Friday, April 25th of 2024, 25, 26, whatever year it is, 2025, I guess it is. It's live. Others, it's an encore show that might be actually ending. My live people get 2 more hours after this. Tuatera is my background music for the duration of this program. Tuatera, a little project put together by members of REM, members of Galaxy 500, members of Los Lobos, members of, oh, there's another one, The Chills. I think that's it, yes. Just in case you want to know. But it is just past 11 o'clock here. It's about 5 minutes past the hour. And I got to do a WRCT radio and music calendar, much like last week. If you tuned in last week, and I didn't tease this up, so I'm teasing it now. I wait till the diehards hang out. I gave away a couple tickets to the Cramps show. It's not the Cramps. It's a Cramps movie. It's a long-lost archival movie from the late 1970s that the Harris Theater is showing this week, this Wednesday. And I found two more, another pair of tickets to try to get rid of. Melinda won them last week, so she can't win them this week. She already has a pair, but maybe someone else will when I get done with this WRCT music and radio calendar. Let's just start with the radio calendar, let you know some things going on around town. Let's see. It is the 25th. It's April. All the way through May down at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater in the middle of East Liberty. They are presenting Lifting Liberty. It's an exhibition using collages, photos, and text to mediate the legacy of black cultural spaces in East Liberty. That's going on now through the end of May at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater's lobby, 5941 Penn Avenue in East Liberty. kelly-strayhorn.org for more information on that. This weekend ends The End That Never Was. It's Carnegie Mellon University's first and second year MFA student exhibition. It's a collection of works from eight CMU artists addressing contemporary notions of memory, orientation, and play. It's going on now at the Space Gallery through the 27th, which I believe is Sunday. Space Gallery, 812 Liberty Avenue downtown. Try to check that out this weekend if you get a chance. Speaking of going down, let me talk about some of that stuff going on at the Harris Theater. Like this weekend at the Harris, it's their monthly Steel City Horror Show. Sean Collier hosts, and we'll tell you all about the surprise flick. Yeah, you don't know what film you're going to see until you get there. While the mysterious Dr. Galgood returns within theater scores and pre-show surprises. It's the last Sunday of every month at the Harris Theater downtown. That's happening. Then I mentioned, so this Wednesday, this coming Wednesday the 30th, the Harris is showing the film called The Cramps and the Mutants, the Napa State Tapes. Now, if you're unfamiliar with this, it's a long-lost 1978 tape of the Mutants, an art punk band, and, of course, our own friendly psychobilly maniacs, The Cramps, playing at the Napa State Psychiatric Hospital. Now, they're showing this unedited, fully remastered from the original reel-to-reel tapes, plus a new short document called We Were There to Be There. That's happening